ever look upon his face.
It was a ceremony filled with music, which was fitting because Botham Jean was known by friends and family for expressing his faith through song. Michael Griffin opened the service by telling the crowd that this was to be a celebration.
Today we're going to celebrate his life, celebrate the fact that God gave the world this young, energetic, smart, educated, talented young man of God.
Speaker after speaker told stories of Jean's kindness, his commitment to service, his profound spirituality. Alexis Stossel was a college friend.
A friend is the family that you choose. And let me tell you, Botham chose everyone.
Botham Shemjean grew up in the Caribbean nation of St. Lucia. He studied accounting in Arkansas before moving to Dallas to launch his career at PricewaterhouseCoopers. His uncle, Ignatius Jean, said the gunshot that killed his nephew rocked the small island nation where his family still lives.
This impact was of nuclear proportions. A nuke had been unleashed on our family by someone charged to protect and serve.
Jean was fatally shot by Dallas police officer Amber Geiger last week. She lived in the same building. She told investigators that she had mistaken Jean's apartment for her own and shot him thinking he was a burglar. Jean's family doesn't believe Geiger's story. At a news conference following the funeral, the family stood with about two dozen African-American church leaders. Sammy Berry is the lead minister at Dallas West Church of Christ, Jean's home church, for the last 2 years.
We will not stand by quietly as what we believe to be false narratives that diminish any culpability for the offending officer are advanced. The undeniable reality is that he was slain in his home, where he had the right to be and was abiding by the law.
Berry said Geiger should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law and asked that any protests remain nonviolent. That, he said, would honor the memory of Botham Jean. In Richardson, I'm Christopher Connolly.